Chairman First Class Richard Rubio on this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, U.S.-Croatian Joint Pararescue Training and Housing Feedback System. The 56th and 57th Rescue Squadron participated in a Personnel Recovery Agile Combat Employment Exercise with the Croatian Air Force to enhance collective combat capabilities and bolster NATO alliances. Exercising elements of agile combat employment enables U.S. forces in Europe to operate from locations with varying levels of capacity and support, ensuring airmen and air crews are postured to deliver combat power across the spectrum of military operations.
During the exercise, the 56th and 57th Rescue Squadrons teamed up with the Croatian Air Force to exercise multi-domain search and rescue capabilities. The 56th Rescue Squadron, equipped with HH-60G Pavehawks, is a combat-ready search and rescue unit capable of exercising all-weather missions day or night in hostile environments. Complementing their efforts, the 57th Rescue Squadron, known as Guardian Angel, is uniquely tasked with retrieving downed pilots and isolated personnel, providing critical support when needed. Multinational exercises with allies and partners demonstrate and strengthen the alliance's shared commitment to global security and stability. Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Donaldson, 31st Operations Group Deputy Commander, emphasized the importance of shared knowledge during the training.
What they're focused on is developing integrated search and rescue capabilities. So the Croatians just bought their UH-60 Mikes, and we put two of our Wyverns on board their aircraft to teach them how to do hoist in the maritime environment to be able to cover that search and rescue alert for the Eastern Adriatic.
Donaldson also highlighted the 31st Fighter Wing's role in sharing tactics and expertise on personnel recovery operations with the Croatian Air Force as they integrate new helicopters similar to those used by U.S. forces. I'm Staff Sergeant Thomas Schoberg, AFN News.
A new housing feedback system. With your Air Force News, I'm Staff Sergeant Milton Hamilton. The Department of Defense has launched the DoD Housing Feedback System, a new initiative designed to improve transparency and accountability in privatized military housing. This system allows active duty service members and their dependents to submit feedback on their current leased unit, ensuring their voices and concerns are heard and addressed. It provides a direct communication channel for residents to give public feedback on their housing conditions and receive responses from privatized landlords. Deborah G. Rosenblum, Acting Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition and Sustainment, says the DoD has a moral obligation to ensure that the spaces where service members and their families live are healthy, functional, and resilient. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio.